Let me pray. Heavenly Father, as we open your word this morning, as we open our hearts and our minds to you, Lord, may your spirit be active in us that we may go and serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you. It's nice to be back again, and I still remember the sun. chatting with Sid this morning, in the 12 years since I left here as the minister, the beard's got a bit greyer and the eyesight's got a little bit weaker. And one of the things that I struggle with now is glare, and I'll probably notice it even more. It's good to be here and to firstly say thank you to you for your support for BCA over many years. I know for a long time you were supporting the Alexanders in Kununurra, and I will talk a little bit about what's happening in Kununurra a little later in the service. Thank you too for looking after David and Tracy as they began their ministry here, what, 2.5, nearly 3 years ago now? And for 2 years, BCA has had David in the prayer diary, and we've been praying. People have been praying around Australia for David and Tracy, and for Daphne and Edwin. And at the end of last year, BCA came to the end of the 2 years that we had agreed to continue to pray for David and Tracy, and so they're now no longer in the prayer diary, but I just wanted to say thank you to you for support of the Alexanders, Kununurra, support of BCA ministry, and for the last couple of years of helping with David and Tracy as they settle into a new ministry. And I'm sure that they will go from strength to strength with your love and care and support, as they love and care and support you in Dongra, and not forgetting, of course, Mingenew, and the other part of the parish. BCA, a few years ago now, probably just before Dave and Trace came down to Geraldton and then down to Dongra, BCA changed their logo, and that's the logo we're using at the moment. And as somebody born in Western Australia, born in Perth, I like the logo. The person who was to make the logo, graphic artist, was told, BCA has a heart for Australia. Can you make a logo that reflects a heart for Australia? And so the logo, would you believe, the cross was actually meant to be the dividing of the four ventricles in the heart. And the map was sort of squeezed down a little bit to make it look more like a heart. When they presented it to BCA, we said, well, we normally have a map, so can you make the heart look a little bit more like Australia? But the division stayed, and of course there's a double meaning to the division, because of course it's the cross. And the reason I like it so much, I went and spoke to the chairman after the presentation. I said, it's brilliant, because BCA began in the Swan Valley in 1836. And so I think it's appropriate that the cross starts in WA and spreads out all over Australia. In those days, it was called the WA Mission Society. And over time, it grew, it merged with other groups, became what was called the Colonial and Continental Society. And in 1919, at the end of World War I, that society, which was based in London, said to Australia, you've stood on the world stage, it's time that you took on responsibility of mission in Australia. And so on the 26th of May 1919, the name Bush Church A came into being. So we're just over 99 years old under that name, Bush Church Aid. But I like it because it's planted firmly in WA, stretching out across the continent. So I can be a bit parochial and support WA. We have the logo, and the catch line there is going the distance. And it's going the distance to win Australia for Christ. Now, obviously, distance represents the kilometres, the miles that people go, but it also represents time. And whilst we're celebrating 99 years this year, 100 years next year, of course, the mission of Christ has been going since he called his disciples together on the mountain after his resurrection, and he told them to go and to make disciples of all people. So 100 years is just a small fraction of the nearly 2,000 years of the mission of sharing Jesus. I want to take up that story from the reading in Matthew. We've talked about in recent months, of course, the events of Good Friday and the death of Christ, his resurrection. Churches around the world would have celebrated that. They've also marked the ascension of Jesus as he rose to heaven. And Daniel was given the wonderful privilege of seeing that before it happened. He lived a long time before Jesus walked upon the earth, but he was able to describe the vision of Christ, the ascended Christ, coming into the presence of God the Father and being seated on the throne where he was given all authority. It's an important point. And of course, in recent weeks, some churches have been following along church calendars and things like that. They mark the Trinity Sunday, and where we acknowledge one God, but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Trinity is mentioned in this passage as well. So, the 11 disciples, they went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. They were obedient. They followed the command of the Lord Jesus to go. I usually ask the children, Daphne or Edward, hello, can you see my picture? Do you think this is a picture in Israel, or do you think it might be somewhere in Australia? Can you see? Australia. Are there a couple of ears there that give you a clue? Okay, they're not rabbits. They're kangaroos. This is the hill with the water tank outside Parabadoo. And those couple of kangaroos are very upset with me because I'm taking a photo and I've disturbed their rest. They were sitting under that shady tree. It was, I think it was about 43 or 44 degrees that day. And I upset them by coming too close to take the photo. VCA works in remote and isolated places. In outback Australia, the disciples only needed to travel from Jerusalem to Galilee. You know, a few days walk, but in Australia, you don't walk anywhere very quickly. You either fly or you drive, and it takes a long time to travel about the outback. But Jesus was calling his disciples together because he wanted to give them the commission. This is called the Great Commission in many Bibles. When they saw him, some worshipped, but others doubted. How many of you have seen a dead person alive? A dead person alive. Not many, okay? Over the years in my ministry, of course, I've seen a number of people who have passed away, but as I've prayed and shared with family, I've not yet seen one of them sit up, right? Or for that matter, stand up and walk around. To me, this is one of the examples in the Gospels where it shows our very humanness. That sometimes, even though we are followers of the Lord Jesus, sometimes we might have a doubt. And the fact that these disciples, we're told, doubted some worshipped, but some doubted, to me just speaks of the truth of the Gospels, that this is telling us something that really did happen. That these guys, it's not a made-up story where everything's perfect. It's the truth. Some worshipped Jesus, but others still had some doubts, because it's not an everyday occurrence. And yet in the Scriptures, we do read at times where God in his mercy has brought people back to life. Jesus himself bringing back to life Lazarus. But Lazarus died again, but Jesus has not. He's alive forever. This Jesus who travels to the throne room in Ascension is the same Jesus who spoke creation into being. So we have a flower from outside of Caratha. Thanks, goodness. When Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Now, Daniel sees that in his vision, but it's a vision of what is already real, what has already happened. God has given all authority to his Son. His Son is the one who spoke in the beginning as creation came about. It's the voice of God speaking and things being brought into being. He said, "Let there be light," and there was, and God saw that it was good. This beautiful flower, native hibiscus, David and Tracy would know probably this place pretty well. It's Maree Pool outside of Caratha. And that day it was even hotter, it was 45. Yet despite that temperature, despite the very harsh conditions, that flower blooms in all of its beauty. It brings forth the beauty of creation. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority." That is the same for us. When Jesus speaks to us through his word, all authority has been given to him. It's in Jesus' name that we share the good news of Jesus. We share that with those around us. All authority has been given to him. BCA works across Australia. This next picture is actually from Queensland, but it's such a beautiful photo. The endless road and the endless blue sky stretching out from horizon to horizon. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore go. Go and make disciples of all nations." BCA, we work in Australia. People like CMS and Bible League, and I believe you've had a number of visitors in recent weeks, are working in all their different ministries around this vast world. But Australia, if we compare sort of the Cocos-Keeling Islands out in the Indian Ocean right through to Norfolk Island in the Pacific, do you know there's 6 hours time difference? That's a quarter of the way around the Earth. And BCA, whilst we're not working on the Cocos Islands, BCA has a minister on Norfolk Island. We minister not just in the outback, we're looking after some of the islands around Australia. So Norfolk Island, King Island, the Furneaux, Kangaroo Island in South Australia is one of the areas in which BCA works. He says, "Go and baptise. Baptise in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit." A reference, one of our references to the Trinity. This is at one of the hotels at Exmouth. Frank Nicol working up there with BCA. Frank took me out for a coffee, and we sat there having a coffee at the hotel and looking at the fountain bubbling there. And beyond that, in the middle ground, was the swimming pool at the hotel with the kids frolicking and shouting and having a great time. And out in Exmouth Gulf were the whales, and they were breaching, bouncing up and out of the water and splashing down, and it was a brilliant, brilliant place to have a cup of coffee. But it reminds us that when we are baptised in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit, when we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, when we have the joy of Jesus in our heart, it's like King David says in the 23rd Psalm, he says, "My cup runneth over." We bubble over with the joy, with the gift of the Spirit. And that bubbling over should not just be isolated, it should actually be moving out. And I love how the water there, the ripples are moving out. And it's like us, we share the good news of Jesus with others, and on it goes, the sharing of the good news. We have truth in Jesus. We have truth. I love this cartoon. The next one. I'll let you read it quickly. Jesus said, as you baptize, as you share this good news, teach them. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. See, the things of this world are in the end meaningless. They don't last. Why put something on a pamphlet that next week is wrong? But the word of God stands forever. Teaching them to obey all that I have commanded was what Jesus instructed his disciples. To what? Love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So that's where we start. We start with loving God and loving our neighbour. In the knowledge that God loved us so much that he forgave us. He forgave us our sins. We don't love our neighbour to win our place in heaven. Our place in heaven was won for us by Christ on that cross, the grace of God freely given to us in forgiveness. As BCA ministers across Australia, we ask people to support us, firstly by praying. And this is the new couple that are working at Kununurra. And this is Daniel and Rebecca. The two little girls, Daniel is holding Rachel and Rebecca is holding Jessie. A couple of months ago, Jessie celebrated her second birthday. So a very young family. Daniel, I often have people ask me, how do you pronounce his surname? Because they've read the name in the prayer notes. His name starts with an F, ends with a Y, but it's pronounced Pharisee. He's the Reverend Daniel Pharisee. He's not a Pharisee, though. He's not somebody who tells people they have to obey the law, who have to tithe absolutely everything and do all of what the Pharisees would say. He is a man of God, a man of the gospel. He came to the position at Kununurra in August last year. He came out of a place called Wentworth Falls in the Blue Mountains, where recently it's been snowing. They landed in Kununurra just before the wet season. They've adapted. I'm not so sure about their big Labrador. The big Labrador is having a bit of problem with the heat, but the family have developed and adapted really well. Please pray for Daniel and for Beck and for all of those who serve with BC around Australia. You might know this couple too, the next couple. This is Roger and Amanda Kingdon and their three kids. Kay and I visited Roger in beginning of June in Newman, and they've been there 6 months now, settling in and coming also to grips with a different sort of climate. They're freezing now as well as us, because Newman, whilst it's north of the tropic, it's 400 k's inland and it's at altitude. And if you remember our kids, when the twins were very, very small, less than 2 years old, I took them outside in bare feet and stood them on the frost on the back lawn in Newman. So it does get cold up there. Support, financial support for BCA is important. Back in 1836, they raised £50. And a bit more is needed these days in terms of sending people out. People go out all over Australia. Our current map is already probably out of date. We keep adding people to the list. Kay and I came here in January of 2002 from Karratha, and we'd been with BCA there. Since then, so in the last 16 years, the number of people on the BCA map has increased by more than a third. And that's because of the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of his people. So we're able to support mission by praying, by giving, and by people going and serving all around Australia, giving thanks to God. Back nearly 100 years ago, we have the birth of the name BCA, but it's an ongoing mission, a mission that's been going for a long time. Next year, on the 26th of May, which is actually a Sunday, we're hoping that around Australia there might be Thanksgiving in small churches and in large churches. We've asked the deans of all the cathedrals in Australia if they might have a special service of thanksgiving to God to mark 100 years of the name Bush Church Aid and the mission of proclaiming Christ. Early days, it was Sidney Kirkby in the tall hat at the back. But we continue to reach out across Australia. That shows Sidney later became Bishop Kirkby. But he's with a group of Aboriginal people in outback New South Wales. The good news of Jesus is for all people. It doesn't matter if you came in the time of the dreaming or whether you came in a plane or a boat last week. The good news of Jesus is for all people. So we've been proclaiming Christ in Australia, going and making disciples as Jesus said for 99 years. But there's a great promise at the end of this passage, and that promise is that Jesus will be with us always. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is one of the rock pools up in the Carrageenie. And I put it there because the people of Parabidoo, Tom Price, don't have a minister at the moment. I showed you them in the first slide with the kangaroos on the hill. David and Priya Morgan left there in December last year, and we're looking for a new minister. They're looking for a new minister at Karratha, and that's a very important position that Bishop Gary needs to fill. And he's getting a bit frustrated because a number of people around Australia have said no, they don't want to go that far. And it's a bit sad. So please uphold prayer, certainly here in northwest Australia, for Parabidoo Tom Price and for Karratha. But the promise of Jesus was that he would never leave us. The Spirit was poured out, he is with us, and we walk each and every day in Jesus' name, in his authority. And it's in his name, his authority, that we go and make disciples for Jesus. Thank you for listening to me this morning, and it's great to see so many familiar faces. It's also good to see some new faces. That means that this church is living, that as some have gone home to glory, that others have come and joined you. And may God continue to bless you. May he continue to lift St. John's and the folk over at Mingenew. May he bless you richly. Amen.